Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on the liturgical calendar today, it's considered a ferial day. In other words, just a standard day. No particular memorial or saint is recalled. But on the American calendar, let's say, and the calendar of recent world history, today is September 11th, and the world remembers the tragedy of the terrorist attack on America on that day. And so I think it's a fitting day to remember those who died in that attack and our nation and the world that suffered and still suffers from the evil that was carried out on that day. And so we are celebrating a Mass for the needs of the Church, and in particular for the preservation of peace and justice. And because it's a ferial day, there were no particular readings from the Scripture for this Mass selected to address that particular incident and the moral aspect of it. But as always, Scripture is so rich that there's always something to relate. And likewise, in the breviary, not a particular reading was chosen, but there's one, in fact, from the second reading today. It's a sermon, or it's an excerpt of a sermon from Pope Leo the Great, and it's very appropriate to a reflection on the Christian response to 9/11. Those of us who suffered in some way, and we all suffered, can draw from the wisdom of Pope Leo. Before I read that, however, I just want to read to you some words spoken by Pope St. John Paul II, who was at the time the Pope when those attacks occurred, and the day after those attacks was a Wednesday, so a day that he normally gives a catechesis on the family, but he put aside the normal catechesis on that day to address the tragedy. And this is just an excerpt from what he said. "Yesterday was a dark day in the history of humanity, a terrible affront to human dignity. After receiving the news, I followed with intense concern the developing situation, with heartfelt prayers to the Lord. How is it possible to commit acts of such savage cruelty? The human heart has depths from which schemes of unheard-of ferocity sometimes emerge, capable of destroying in a moment the normal daily life of a person. But faith comes to our aid at these times when words seem to fail. Christ's word is the only one that can give a response to the questions which trouble our spirit. Even if the forces of darkness appear to prevail, those who believe in God know that evil and death do not have the final say. Christian hope is based on this truth. At this time, our prayerful trust draws strength from it." And that, of course, is the wisdom of a saint and the vicar of Christ, reminding us that even in the immensity of that evil and tragedy of 9/11, our Christian hope is stronger. And though the darkness might seem to prevail for a time, we know that God can bring goodness even out of such evil. So Pope Leo, reflecting on the Beatitudes, said the following, citing one of the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. This blessedness, dearly beloved, does not derive from any casual agreement or from any and every kind of harmony, but it pertains to what the Apostle says, "Be at peace before the Lord," and to the words of the prophet, "Those who love your law shall enjoy abundant peace. For them it is no stumbling block." Even the most intimate bonds of friendship and the closest affinity of minds cannot truly lay claim to this peace if they are not in agreement with the will of God. Alliances based on evil desires, covenants of crime, and pacts of vice all lie outside the scope of this peace. Love of the world cannot be reconciled with love of God, and the man who does not separate himself from the children of this generation cannot join the company of the sons of God. But those who keep God ever in their hearts and are anxious to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace never dissent from the eternal law as they speak the prayer of faith, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So, brothers and sisters, 16 years have passed since the attack on New York and on the Pentagon and the other plane that was crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania. And a war on terror was declared and continues to be waged without any particular front, without any particular end in sight. But the words of our Lord and the words we heard from Pope Leo the Great remain true. And the key there is to love according to the law of God, and then there will be true peace. And this is what Our Lady of Fatima also told us. She came to offer a message of peace with a warning that if we did not turn back to God, the situation already then terrible would get even worse. And so let us respond to the promise of peace, which is contingent on turning back to God and living the faith, as we heard Saint Leo the Great said, that no pact of peace that isn't based on the law of God is going to ever endure. And the only real peace is going to come from conforming ourselves to Christ, not with the spirit of this world or of this age. We have to put all of that aside and look to the example of Christ, who himself was the victim of the worst injustice ever perpetrated. And he didn't respond with retaliation or vengeance or hatred, but he offered himself up for the salvation of the world. So as we remember the dead, pray for the repose of their souls and for the reconciliation of those survivors who still suffer from the loss of their loved ones. And as we pray for the conversion of the perpetrators of that evil, who we still may not know with certainty, there's still great controversy over who was responsible and who was involved. But we pray for the conversion of all, that the world may enjoy then the true peace. And we entrust this prayer to Our Lady of Fatima, whose Immaculate Heart will triumph, and may her intercession obtain for us soon true and lasting peace in the love of Christ and in conformity with his will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.